This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are two camps when it comes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. It's a lot like Ghosts and everything else. You either are in that camp and you love the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or you're outside the camp and you think it's, fixed.
See, I'm a straddler because I love the thought and idea of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I am disappointed that some great bands have never even been nominated.
Considered for nomination, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like maybe the payoff is in. Jason Haley is with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Jason, this year, there are some significant rock nominations. Lay it out for us.
We've got a great list of nominees that are just announced this morning. They include Pat Benatar.
Oh, wow.
The Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, the MC5, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy. And all of those, all 16, are nominated, and the fan vote is now open for the discussion about who should get inducted next year in 2020.
Well, let us just put it together. We'll tell you exactly who should be in there.
Right.
Number one, Judas Priest, who did not get the nod last year, ought to be in there.
That's right.
Number two would be Thin Lizzy, just because of their greatness in the short time they were together.
Yeah, incredible band, right? And great sound. And I think a lot of people forget about how great Thin Lizzy was and how influential they were.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers obviously needs to be in there. They had two different sounds, two different genres at one time because of the lead swingers, singer swap. It's perfect. They had a great career.
Lead singer swingers? Is that what you're saying? All right, gotcha. Yeah.
And they had incredible hits in both those styles, right?
Yes. I mean, they still...
The sort of pre-period before Michael McDonald, and then, of course, all the big kind of blue-eyed soul hits once he came on board as lead singer.
Right. And of course, Motorhead. How do you keep Lemmy Kilmister out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I agree. That's one for me that's a have to vote for me personally is Motorhead. Lemmy was such an incredible guy and such a influential rock and roller. Believe it or not, for the Doobie Brothers and Motorhead, this is the first time they've been nominated. So this is the first time there's even been a chance to get them voted in.
How often do first-time nominees get in?
Pretty often, especially of late. There's been a lot of these artists that, like Motorhead or the Doobie Brothers, have been eligible for a while and haven't been on the ballot. And once they've finally shown up, the voters have really turned out for a lot of those bands and said, hey, they've waited a long time. We're going to put our votes in that area. But, when you've got a ballot with a lot of different styles and a lot of different sounds on it like this year, it'll be interesting to see what direction both the fan vote and then the actual ballot votes go for that.
All right, so now it's going to get tough because you only take five every year. Is that right?
Only five, right. Okay. So now you get down to the nitty-gritty,
okay,
right?
Okay, so there's two left. There's two left on there. One, pull at the heartstrings, Soundgarden. Thought they would have gotten in there last year, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
With the passing of Chris Cornell.
Right.
The other would be Pat Benatar. And I think you guys need to do an addendum here because they were very specific with us. It's Pat Benatar with Neil Giraldo. All right? I don't want you guys to make that mistake and then get a little attitude.
I think Pat Benatar is a fantastic addition on here, too. She's such a great performer. Anybody who was listening to rock and roll, particularly in the 80s when she just had that incredible string of hits. And, Neil Giraldo was her co-songwriter and her in her band the entire time.
Yep.
So she, we wanted to make sure she was not just her recognized, but that Neil gets in with her. So it's almost like Pat Benatar is the name of the band and Neil is part of it,
Okay, but how do we vote for these guys?
So the best way to do it is if you go to Google and if you just go and type in the Google search Rock Hall fan vote, or quite frankly, if you type in the name of any of those nominees, you're going to be able to vote right there on Google. If you want, you can also go to rockhall.com, and there's a way to vote from the site there as well. But it's nice and easy this year. You can vote right on Google. You can do it once a day. So show up for that fan vote. If you've got a favorite on there that you really want to see inducted, go out and support your artist, and you can vote for up to 5 artists once a day.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, the first 4. It's the last 2 that are going to be a little difficult. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Mm-hmm. Now, as we get how much time do we have to vote before we run out of time?
The fan vote is open until the beginning of January, and that's when it will actually end on January 10th of 2020. And then by the middle of January is when we'll announce who actually gets inducted. So you've got a while to do it. So if you want to get out there and do it every day, you've got a couple months to really get out and put your votes in that ballot box.
It's almost like a rock, paper, scissors for those two.
I know, right?
It's like, okay, which one are you going to go with here? Because, you know, we love them both. The first 4 were simple. It's the last two. And then, of course, all of our Shaka Khan fans are out there going, yeah. What are you talking about?
She's just over in the corner going, tell me something good.
Hey, man, appreciate it.
And you've got a big fan base out there for, like, Todd Rundgren, who was somebody who got so close last year and didn't make it in. And I think a lot of those fans are going to be, like, you know, waiting to try and get Todd in this year around.
Here's what hurt Todd Rundgren. I'm going to be honest with you. He was on our show last year when this was going on, and he shared a story. And you might remember this. When he was playing in Ringo's All-Star Band, he was playing guitar with a broken finger, right? And we brought up in a conversation, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, I said, man, that's just legendary. You're out there. You're playing guitar. You know, the show must go on. How did you end up breaking your finger? His answer is what kept him from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He admitted that he broke his finger trying to fit into a pair of skinny jeans.
Hey, that is a rock and roll tragedy right there.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, it is.
A true wardrobe malfunction.
Yes, it is. Right. He's, said the damn pants snapped back. I broke my finger. Hey, man, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Great. Thanks for having me call in. Take it easy.
Jason Haley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.